Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey, Almost Famous friends, family, Bachelor Nation lovers, we are so pumped today. We are continuing the party leading up to this season of The Bachelorette with Gabby and Rachel. And today we have a very special guest who might know a thing or two about this season, the host of the show, Jesse Palmer, is joining us right now. Hello, Jesse.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing really good. You're busy right now. How are you holding up?
I'm holding up good. Stomach feels great. I've been in Mexico for a while now, shooting Bachelor in Paradise. So digestion is at an all-time high. I'm doing well. I cannot complain. It's been a lot of fun down here in Mexico, and obviously really excited about July 11th for the premiere of Bachelorette.
Man, you hit the ground running. I want to start by, we've talked about it before on here, but I want to kind of mention it again. You did just get married in 2021.
Yeah.
Filming for The Bachelor happened fairly soon after that. Is your wife able to travel with you?
She's able to come out for short bursts of time. And that is critical to our marriage and the success of that so far in these early stages. It's been really nice through Clayton season, throughout The Bachelorette, even down here in Paradise. Emily has been able to come down for sometimes weeks at a time, which has been really, really great to have her company. And just so she doesn't forget what I look like and vice versa.
Yeah. I mean, how are you navigating? I mean, I'm a newlywed myself. It comes with its amazing, amazing, beautiful moments and times together, but it's also challenging because you're kind of figuring out what life looks like. How are you navigating newlywed life while also being on the road?
Great question. It's really, for me, it's always been about one day at a time, I guess, and just trying to focus on, you know, that day, and whether it's at home with Emily or whether it's on the road filming, you know, we just sort of try to take it in stride. We're really enjoying this process. To kind of add to the complexity of everything that's happening in our lives professionally, we also just moved to Miami.
Yeah.
So we're in this new home and we're trying to get it decorated and we're buying this furniture. And I've been home like 6 nights in 3 months.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, it's also that. So it's just about trying to find time to you know, FaceTime each other as much as possible and interact and get her down here as much as we can. But I got to say, you know, maybe it's because we're still very new at this whole marriage thing and we still got a lot of energy and we're still, you know, and very excited, but it's gone quite well. It's gone pretty well. And we're just handling it in stride.
What are some of the things, like the characteristics that she shares that helps you do this kind of with a free mind, focus on your job and not, you know, because none of us are at our best when we're feeling guilty or burdened by something. So what does she do for you to encourage you during this time?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think Emily's really good at just sort of giving me the mental space to sort of put my best effort into doing this or ESPN or whatever the job is. She sort of knows that my work is a big part of my life. And I think she gives me space to sort of do that. I think we know that balance is obviously a really, really important thing for us. And it's really critical that we find the alone time for just her and I, whether that's home in Miami or if that's going to Brazil to go see her family or traveling somewhere, or just getting away and turning our phones off. You know, having that happy balance, I think is really special. She's the type of person that knows, like, okay, like if you're off the clock and you're not working, we need to be right here.
Yeah.
Like I can't see, I don't want to see you on the phone. I don't want to see you FaceTiming people or doing whatever that has anything to do with work. But one thing I really appreciate about Emily is that she does give me the space to do all this, because in my Maslow's hierarchy of needs in the pyramid, work is pretty high up. It's important to me. And it's, you know, this is something I love doing and I take a lot of pride in what I do. And I want to be the best that I can be at it. And she gives me the space and allows me to do that. If that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's important. And, you know, nobody that's a fan of The Bachelor is unfamiliar with the time commitment that it takes, you know, especially for the contestants. They get to hear about it after their season's film. Contestants come on, leads come on, and they say, hey, that was wild. Like we were up till ridiculous hours in the morning, up really early the next morning, filming again. It's you know, months of shooting. You know, for the host, I don't think we get a great picture of your time commitment. So if you don't mind, kind of walk, let's do Paradise since you're there right now. You're familiar with it. What does your daily routine look like?
So this is, I would say, and of course, I'm so new to this, and I don't know if it's like this every year. I can only talk on my personal experience. But what I would say, Paradise, at least, is a much more intensive shooting schedule than, say, The Bachelor or Bachelorette. I feel like here in Paradise, we're filming every day. Mm. And I have a role somehow, somewhere in most days of filming. Sometimes on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, you might get a day or 2 days off in between a rose ceremony and maybe a group date or something where you're not needed. You're always on standby and literally you're on call. And if they need you to kind of run in to help put out a fire or do whatever, you got to go do that. But I'd say here, it's basically every day. And a day could be 4 hours. A day could be 15 hours down here. The rose ceremonies here in Paradise last just as long as the rose ceremonies on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. So I hope I won't get in trouble by saying this, but I wrapped one rose ceremony down here at like 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m.
I don't think you're hiding anything from anybody there. Like people can watch this and see the sun coming up. Nobody's shocked that those like last that
it's
long.
It's like, dude, it's like the cocktail party. Like you're in the Palapa and you're like kicking off the cocktail party at like right as it gets dark at like 9:30, 9:45. Then all of a sudden, you know, you look down and it's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And you know, you're tink-tinking and trying to get everybody into the setup for the rose ceremony. So these are definitely very long days. They're just one after another, after another. So I have a tremendous respect, not just for the cast, but the crew and these cameramen and these ops and lighting and producers and everybody that have the real hard jobs out in the sun in like 100-degree weather all day, long days, every day for a month. I mean, it is brutal. And what they do, the job they do, the people, the hundreds of people, and you've seen this, they're literally hundreds and hundreds of people that get on planes and fly places to make this show happen. What they do to me is amazing. And I think I have much more of an appreciation for them after watching them do this show, because this is a unique beast in itself. It really is.
Yeah. I remember Jesse, I think we were in the Bahamas during my season, and there's men and women behind the scenes that are working, like you said, tirelessly on making sure that the content is being filmed. There was a moment, it was really hot, and two of their, I won't say their names, but it was a man and a woman. They're kind of working together, doing the camera and then the camera's assistant. And it was so hot that they took off their shirts and they were wringing out the sweat. Just from dripping, because you're carrying, I don't know how heavy these cameras are, 50 pounds, 40 pounds on your shoulder for hours. Now they love doing it. Yeah. This is what they've wanted to do. They're, you know, but like, and they do it with joy most of the time, but it's a hard job.
It's so true. You know, it's so funny you say that. I was taking a golf cart this morning with one of our camera ops, and she was telling me about filming recently on one of the seasons. She's been on working on the show for a couple of years now. She loves doing it so much so that she was pregnant and still did it.
Wow.
She was carrying these cameras around and lugging all this equipment. She's like 5-6 months pregnant, and she just loved being out here doing it. And I mean, she just didn't want to be away from it. And obviously she told me later that she took some maternity leave and she was able to get away and sort of settle down and make sure everything was in order. But to their credit too, I think that's what makes this so much fun, is that it really does feel like a family. I don't know how you felt about it when you did, but what I've sort of learned in these last couple of seasons is that it's the same, like I love seeing the same faces behind the cameras and the same person setting up your mic. They all are a big family. They travel the world and they work these insane schedules all throughout the year. They have to give up things and sacrifice things with their own families and being back home to make this whole thing even possible.
Yeah.
And so it really, really is amazing.
It is. And we won't say any names, but they do share with me. It is a family. They give me hugs when I come back, which makes me feel very loved and accepted and special. But I do know that filming Paradise is easier than filming a show that takes place on an island on a different network in the middle of the jungle with snakes and gators and everything else. We won't mention the names, but they do tell me that this is a lot better and a lot easier.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works. And for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Jesse, I do want to walk into then this season of your life. You have now, you're not completely done with Paradise, but you get a good grasp of what Paradise is. You've done a bachelor season, a bachelorette season that we're going to talk a lot about here coming up. And you are familiar now with Paradise and how that works in films. Is it more than you thought it would be? Is it less? Are you stressed? Are you having a good time with it? Just where are you at now that you kind of get an understanding of this whole Bachelor universe again?
Yeah, I'm really having a good time with it. I think it sort of goes back again to just trying to itemize each thing and doing one thing at a time. It started with Clayton season and my focus was just on Matt. And that was a real big learning curve every single day. You know, hosting that show for the first time and sort of reacclimating to the Bachelorverse and sort of being in it and kind of understanding that role and trying to feel comfortable doing it, trying to be authentic doing it. And then into Rachel and Gabby's season, there were a few subtle differences. And that came about with that. And that was its own learning curve as well. And then obviously Paradise to me feels like an entirely different show. Bachelor and Bachelorette, at least to me, sort of felt like they sort of mirror each other. This one in particular, I think is kind of a different animal. Which is good in a lot of ways. I think it feels fresh. It feels new. It sort of allows you to be a little bit more re-energized going into it. I feel like it's nice having little breaks of time in between each show, which has definitely helped, but I've really just tried to sort of be present in the moment, throughout each one. And for me, at least, I really feel like that's helped me a lot, because this whole year of these seasons of shows has been, eye-opening, and it's been, I've learned a lot. I've just tried to not talk a lot and just sort of watch and try to learn and figure it out and ask a lot of questions. And I'm just having a blast. Like I love it.
Really?
And like to the point where I can't wait now for the next like Bachelor. Like I can't wait for the next show, whatever it is, just because it's like, I'm having so much fun doing it.
Well, that's great to hear because it is a lot and you could easily have walked into this whole world. And then a year later been like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. This is, I'm ready
what
to back
sign
out.
Up for.
Yeah.
I don't know. What am I doing? It's been good. It's been good. What's helped me too is there are a lot of familiar faces here from when I was the Bachelor,
okay,
like 15 years ago. And so I think that the family atmosphere here has really helped me feel, and everybody's been so great. They've been so nice and welcoming and helpful. So I'm sort of internally grateful for that. And just, you know, people's support at home and online and Bachelor Nation, everything has really helped me along tremendously throughout all this.
Yeah. You know, it's, and we won't go into any detail, but it was just, it was a big transition for a lot of people, right? It was a legacy and then built and then a whole new thing. What are you doing to kind of add your own flavor to the show, a show that is for years, and if you talk to the executive producers, like it has a bread and butter, it knows what works, it knows what doesn't.
Totally.
How are you adding your own mix to the show?
Yeah, people ask me that sometimes, and I don't know what it is specifically I'm doing. All I'm trying to do is just be authentic and real and me. But you're absolutely right, Ben. Like this thing is formulaic. Like there is a formula, and it's a set formula, and it works every year. And so you're trying to sort of put yourself in that and fit into that formula, and you know the role you have, but I just want to be me. And I don't really know what that is. Like I'm trying to be compassionate. I'm trying to show empathy. I'm trying to give advice when called upon and asked for it. The biggest thing I don't want to do is make it about me. That's one thing that's always in the back of my mind as I do this. This is not about me at all. And I never want to sound as if I'm trying to make it that. It's about Clayton and his cast. It's about Rachel and Gabby and their casts and their journeys to find love. And it's, to use like an awful sports analogy, it's like being a quarterback or a point guard and you're just facilitating. Mm-hmm. You take the ball, you tell them what's going on, you give them the ball back and you get out of the way. That's really what I'm trying to do and fit in the formula as best I can. I guess that's it.
And I mean, I think that's important too, because if you tried to make it about you or control it, it would be found out very quickly, right? I mean, when the show brought on a new host, it was important that somebody had, I guess, the humbleness and the lack of ego to not say, no, this is my big moment. ABC's calling. This is my time to shine. It brings me into then my final question, kind of my overall arcing questions, and we'll get into Gabby and Rachel's season here. You're the host of this show now. You have been for a year. You agreed to do it for multiple reasons, but do you believe in it? Like, do you think this can work, or is it just a really cool time? Or do you see this actually bringing about anything good to the world?
I believe in it, and I believed in it when I did it 15 years ago. And in the time I've been watching since then, I still believe in it. I think there's a lot of examples of couples and beautiful love stories and diverse love stories that have come from this show. Does it work every single time? No, it doesn't. And we obviously know that, but this show is about giving people an opportunity to find love in a very unconventional way. And I think what people are going to see, what they saw sort of on Clayton's season, that was a love story that we had never seen before. It sort of went off the rails. But at the end of the day, you know, Clayton and Susie, you know, they're together today and they're happy. And, you know, and that's really to me what it's about. And I think they're going to see that on Gabby and Rachel's season as well. They're going to see these beautiful love stories sort of develop with all different types of people from different backgrounds. And so I do. And that's part of why I think as a host, you keep coming back to do it, or hopefully you keep coming back to do it, is because you want to see it happen again. And you're hopeful and you believe that it can happen again. And I do believe in it. I really do at the end of the day.
Wow. We have so much to talk about with Jesse. We have to get into this season of The Bachelorette. So stay tuned for part two of this episode. Again, it's going to be a part of our party leading up to this season of The Bachelorette. Jesse is going to join us again in part two. But until then, I've been Ben.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.